You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
And welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's day is Monday, March 11th, 2024. You're listening to me, Grandpa Dan, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. As always, I like to start off reminding you we have our Sven Longshank support links here on the Daily Nationalist description page for this each and every show. I always encourage you to drop them an email, a postcard, a note, a few bucks in the give, send, go. Whatever you can do, it is very much appreciated. And of course, I'm going to continue doing that until Sven is able to return to us, which we all are looking forward to. Well, I don't know whether you're looking forward to another week or not, but I'm glad you're here. There's no better way to start the week off than joining us here at Radio Albion for the Daily Nationalist on a Monday. Hope you had a good weekend, and I hope you were able to be off on the weekend. I've been there, you know. It sucks when you're wagey and you're working for a living, and then like you have these jobs, so many jobs now, you have to work on the weekends. And you know, people be going on about, it's the weekends. Like, yeah, I have to work. It's not exactly a big celebration for me. I'm stuck working. It's like you're the odd man out. We don't forget you here at Radio Albion. I know some of y'all stuck working. So either way, I do hope you had a great weekend. I always start Monday off, start every day off. You know, I look at, you know, I stay up. I stay up with what's happening in the news. You know, I have to stay on top of things. But, you know, I don't watch as much news or read as much news as probably a lot of y'all would imagine that I do. Because, you see, I already know what they're going to say. I just have to see, you know, what they're talking about. I see what the narrative is for that. It always amazes me to watch the network news. You know, I do watch their 90-second thing in the morning. It's all I watch of it. There ain't no point in the rest of it. But just see what the narrative is. And it's always funny, not so much what they tell you, because they tell you, they give you that 90-second, you know, this is supposed to be the hook that makes you want to listen to the next 2 hours or whatever the hell it is that they do. It is supposed to be the hook. Everything that matters. They say it's your world. And what's always funny about that is not only the things that they want you to think are important, but the things they don't tell you about. I haven't seen anything about the massacres, you know, the genocide that's going on in the Gaza Strip. I haven't really seen anything of significance about that in weeks. Today's everything I needed to know about. It's all about some award show. Of course, I have to tell you about that because no one watches that crap. Because no one cares. Biden did his State of the Union. He babbled through his State of the Union address recently. And of course, the media is always there to tell you what to think about these things. One of the reasons I don't pay too much, I don't advise people, and I myself don't pay too much attention to the news. It's good to understand what they're saying, but once you wrap your mind around the fact that they're lying about virtually everything, almost everything they're telling you is a lie. They may mix a little truth in there, and with that, sometimes it's worth reading between the lines, but don't pay too much attention to it. The media loves to appeal to the experts. We hear that a lot. Appeal to the experts. You've got to, oh, but the experts say. Let's see what the experts say. They wore that line out during the whole COVID thing. We have to trust the science. All of these things, you understand, and I know all of you, dear listeners, I know y'all understand. This has all come up with, this is all marketing. They use focus groups. They use computer algorithms. These are marketing slogans. This is nothing more. This is literally nothing different than when they're advertising a product to you on TV. These are marketing slogans, you know? If you think of McDonald's, you think of what? I'm loving it, right? That's their marketing slogan. It's the same. It's no different than when the government or the media talks about our democracy values of who we are, things we care about, our values. These are just marketing slogans. Trust the experts. Trust the science. These things didn't just come up organically. They study these things. They're marketing terms. They're supposed to stick in your mind. You remember them. It's like a jingle that you can't get out of your head. And it's effective. I remember cereal commercials from when I was like 7 years old. When I can't remember what I did last week, maybe. You know, somebody will say, hey, what was that show when you talked about it? It's like, man, I don't even know. Could have been last week. Could have been a year ago. I'll remember something. And when I do remember it, I'll say, oh, that was about 6 months ago. And then when you look into it, it's been like 2 years ago. It's one of those curses. One of those curses from getting older. The marketing, the jingles, the sloganeering, it's very effective. And people have been very, very conditioned to it. I mean, you talk to any Americans, you know, Americans and normies will start talking to you about their political beliefs or things they think are important. And it will always come down to some slogan they heard. They want to hear it in like the length of time it takes to read a Twitter post. You know, I mean, that's literally, and that's not even like, I'm not even joking here. That is the average American's ability to soak something up because they've been so preconditioned to jingles, marketing slogans, just give it to me that I can digest it in about 20 seconds or less. It was funny when Tucker Carlson did that interview with Putin, and Putin starts off with this long lecture about Russian history. And I guarantee you every American that read that just, you know, it just went through one end. They probably just skipped all that, just kept fast forwarding. Americans can't sit there and listen to a lecture about history. They just need to know what's the marketing slogan. It's got to fit on a bumper sticker. That's what they can wrap their heads around. That's what they can understand. Of course, sadly, I mean, obviously the world's a lot more complicated than that. This is one of the reasons why people just get wandered off. You know, they're so easily misled and they get jerked around and they wind up chasing after things that never happen. Look at this. It understands how the entirety of the system, you know, functions together. You would think, you know, at first glance, you might think, well, you know, marketing and advertising for products has nothing to do with politics. But it is. It's all very intertwined. People have been conditioned to this marketing, this constant feed of marketing, and that translates over into politics. Thus, a politician can come up and market himself as whatever. And when he's actually just does what every other politician does, if he actually gets elected, the people are conditioned to that as well. It's just marketing, because on some level, people understand. It's just marketing. I was talking about I don't read too much news and I just because I already know. Now, I was talking about how the media loves to say, you know, trust the experts, trust the science. Then they invented fact checkers. Y'all remember when they did this. I remember when they did it. We're coming up with a new thing, fact checkers. We have so much disinformation. We're going to have fact checkers. Of course, by and large, the fact checkers were them. Kind of like how they always say, we need to have a conversation about race, but that conversation always equates to everyone, y'all need to all shut up while we lecture you. It's the same thing. We have too much disinformation, which is basically the way they define anyone that disagrees with them. We have too much disinformation, so we're going to have fact checkers. Who's going to check the facts then? Well, we are. We are. Instead of trusting the experts, I encourage people, trust your instincts. Most of the time, they're right. Trust your instincts. And when you do so, when you do it long enough and you read enough news stories, see enough news stories, and you trust your instincts, you realize that most of the time, your instincts are right. Now, I'm not saying just go with your gut on everything and never try to educate yourself. That's not what I'm saying. But when you know the media just lies about everything, you could trust your instincts are going to be closer to the truth than anything. I can guarantee you anything the media tells you. Trusting instincts is funny because I read a news story and I already know. When you really get in this groove, you can see a headline for a story and where it's coming from, and you already know what the story is going to be before you even read it. And then you go ahead and read it, and you most of the time, you find that you're correct. For instance, too, like right now, if you skim through, like, say, Yahoo News, and I use Yahoo News because they do allow comments. If I see any story on Yahoo News that does have anything to do with what's going on in the Gaza Strip and Palestine and with Israel and Palestine, when I see any story about this, I click on the story, and when I go to the comments, you go ahead and go through the story, and when you hit the comments, I already know that the JIDF is going to be there. I mean, I already know what 90% of I clicked on a story the other day, and it was a story pertaining to this. I don't even remember what the story was about. But I got to the comments, and before I ever clicked on them, and there were like almost 3,000 comments. And I thought, let's see, 90% of these comments are going to be JIDF, shills, bots, and how do I want to put this? As best I could describe it would be boomer conservative evangelical types who think that, you know, America, God bless America, because we stand with Israel. And before ever clicking on these 3,000 comments, I told myself, I'm like, my instinct is telling me what these comments are going to be. Any story pertaining to what's going on in Gaza is the comment that there are comments on, you are going to have this huge amount of JIDF shillbot comments. I don't know how many of them are bots. Oh, how many of them are people in Israel sitting around commenting on these articles. I can't imagine how many people are employed doing that. Of course, a lot of these, they have multiple accounts and they sit there and answer. Oh, you now here you would interject. The fact checkers would say, he claims without evidence. I don't need evidence. It's obvious. You notice how they do the obvious, and then when you point out the obvious, they say he's claiming without evidence. As if you're gonna have a secret hidden video camera recording these people doing that very thing. Well, of course you're claiming without evidence because it's impossible to get any evidence. You see how that works? It's a pretty handy deal, huh? He claims without evidence. Of course, there's been instances with like that Project Veteris, or however you say it, James O'Keefe. And they do go in with the cameras and catch these people. They collect the evidence. What does the media do with that? Well, they just usually, by and large, they ignore it. Or if they do, they fact check it and say, well, it may be partially true, but that was just one individual person. They're still claiming without evidence that this is company-wide, organization-wide. You always know how they're going to come down on it, don't you? You always know what facts the fact checkers are going to say before you even look. Why? Because you know your instincts tell you. They say you claim without evidence when they know there's no way you could actually have evidence. You don't have the ability to do that. And in so doing, they try to get you. It's just another version of don't trust your lying eyes. Don't trust your instincts. Trust us. Trust the experts. Trust the proven liars. I read this story, any of these stories pertaining to what's going on in Gaza, and you click on the comments. And again, it gets confusing. I don't know if they're bots or if they're, you know, individual people that have multiple accounts. But you already read the lines. Hamas could end this today by surrendering and releasing the hostages. And you have all these different names, and they're all parroting the exact same thing over and over. Oh, yes, I see the media. They don't want to talk about how Hamas could end this and release the hostages. Why doesn't Hamas release the hostages? Hamas are the ones responsible for this. They could release the hostages, and so on and so forth. Your instincts tell you, look, that is not the overwhelming opinion of everybody reading this article. Of course, also just ever so mysteriously, these JIDF bot shill comments always seem to be at the top. You ever notice that? They're always just by magic. They're at the very, very top. When you click on the comments, those comments always seem to be the very first ones you read. Of course, we know this is an attempt to build some sort of consensus to make you think, oh, well, this is how everybody sees this. And then, of course, like I say, you'll have your boomer evangelical, you know, type of comments. You don't appreciate God gave that land to Israel in the Bible. As a Christian believer, those are some of the hardest ones for me to read. I can roll through the JIDF bot shell accounts. It didn't even fade. But when you hit this occasional, well, if y'all understood anything about the Bible, you know, when somebody starts off with that, you're fixing to hear something from some retard that doesn't know anything about the Bible. I often think, you know, those who said back in the day that, you know, the peasants had no business reading the Bible because they wouldn't be able to wrap their minds around and understand it, they weren't necessarily wrong. Just as the anti-federalists, when they were debating over the Constitution, everything they warned about, they were right. If you knew anything about the Bible, you'd understand. God gave Israel that land, and God is going to make sure they get it back. I don't know. You know, you trust your instincts, you know. You spot these comments, and they all parroting the same thing over and over. They're trying to, it's a marketing thing. They want you to get that slogan. Well, you can tell they've had training in this too. Again, your instincts tell you this. You notice the sentence structure is all the same. They keep it short because they understand Americans can't soak much in. If you make a big long paragraph, they're going to skip over that. Americans have the attention span of a Twitter post. So they fit it in there. It winds up, there's only so many ways that you can structure these extremely short slogans and it not be like copy paste. You know, they switch the words around so it's not obviously the same person saying it over and over again. But there's only so many ways you can do a two-line bumper sticker slogan so it sticks with the American people. They sit there and go, well, yeah, you know, why doesn't Hamas release the hostages? Now, of course, like I said, the whole trust the experts, trust the science. We saw a lot of that during the COVID thing. And that teaches us a lot. I'm more skeptical now than I ever have been. And I've always been a little skeptical, but not like I am now, of the healthcare industry. It's an industry. I've had some, you know, I've had obviously some very, you know, quite a bit of firsthand experience with the healthcare industry. And your instincts, you trust your instincts, and you look, and after a while, you realize that a lot of the things they do it's to generate money. It's not about your health, you know? Oh, you got to come back for some more tests in 3 months. And the tests keep coming back with the same results. Well, come back in another 3 months. We're going to run another series of tests. And it's like, well, why? Well, because your health is at stake. And I'm thinking, yeah, and it's just by pure coincidence, y'all get to bill for this every single time. You talk to old people. And, you know, for old people, the vast majority of their health problems are just because they're old. It's not something you're going to fix. Look, if you're 30 years old and you wind up with a health problem and you go to the doctor, unless it's something terminal, they're going to come up with something where they can fix it because you're 30 years old. If you're 70 years old, if you're 75 years old and you're going to have health problems the older you get, you go to the doctor, most of your health problems aren't going to be fixed because you're wearing out. Life's winding down. Of course, people don't want to accept that. They want to believe they're going to live forever. Death is way off somewhere someday. People don't want to look at it and say, wow, it's close. Because then they might have to consider how much time they've wasted, how they've lived their life, how much time they've blown. They've had this time to fulfill their purpose in life, and instead they squandered it chasing dumb shit. But I digress. You realize that it's an industry. Old people, their problems are because they're wearing out. and they're old. And yet doctors will tell them, well, we need you to come in. These doctors launder these old people continually through the system. Come back for some more tests. Oh, well, you're having problems. Your knees hurt. Your shoulders hurt. Your back hurts. Yeah. Your instincts would tell you, well, yeah, no shit. This man did manual labor his entire life, and now he's 75 years old. Of course, all that shit hurts. It's wore out. Come back and we'll run some more tests. We'll take a look at that. Maybe you're such and such level. We might have a prescription. There's something else. It's an industry. If you go to your doctor, I can almost guarantee you, even if you feel fine, you just go and say, oh, I'm here for checkup. They're going to find something to run a test for, and they're going to probably find something to write a prescription for. And you sitting there going along, you blow off your instincts and say, well, I need to trust him. He's got a white coat. He's got a paper on the wall that says he went to school. He knows more about it than me. You know how many times I've seen old people that have, they wind up with all these health problems because they're old. But, I mean, it's like exaggerated. I knew of a case many years ago, an old person and having a lot of health problems. Well, they just happened to move. And when they moved, they had to get another doctor. And when they went to their new doctor, the new doctor looked at their medication list and was like, my gosh, why are you taking all these pills? Well, because I take this one for this, but it causes this. So they gave me this other prescription, which fixes that. But then that has this side effect, and it went on. They're taking like over 20 pills. This doctor happened to be a decent one. And he's like, no, we're going to cut you off of all but like three of these. And guess what? All their health problems cleared right up. It's an industry. It's there to make money. It's there to make money. It's changed a lot. You know, I've always been the type to question doctors. You know, because like if you're making a decision about your health, you want to own that decision. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be blaming nobody else. So, you know, because you're the one's going to have to live with that outcome. You go to the doctor and say, you know, well, you know, what should I do? And the doctor says, you need to do this, this, and this. And it winds up what the doctor recommends just, you know, makes things worse. What, are you just along for the ride? No, you want to be an active part and say, well, I don't know if I want to do that. Now, back in the day, doctors actually a lot of times would appreciate that because they're like, well, this isn't a type of person that if it doesn't work, he's going to come back and say it's all my fault. This guy's taking an active role in his treatment. And there were some doctors that actually appreciated that. I've noticed over the years, the number of doctors that appreciate that has declined sharply. Now they get offended. They act like, well, who the hell are you? Well, I'm the one that you're experimenting on, quack. Who are you to question me? Do you not see the white coat? Do you not see the degree on the wall? I went to medical school and you're getting paid. Doctor tell you, hey, this is your health at stake. And it's like, yeah, but you're not going to cut me a discount, are you? Well, yeah, no, we got to charge you. Okay, shut the hell up. I'm going to sit here and pretend like that doesn't factor in. You go to the doctor, you better trust your instincts. They say, well, I recommend this treatment, and this treatment. You need to say, let me think about that. Watch their reaction. Watch how offended they get. What do you mean? You've got to think about it. See, it's just like the cattle that get, when the cowboys are working cattle, they're inoculating them, treating them, cutting their ears, putting the tag in their ears. The cattle don't get to question it. Watch and see if your doctor has the attitude of a cowboy would be shocked if the cow in the chute is saying, hold on a second. How dare you question? What do you mean you got to think about it? I've told you what you need to do. It's telling, isn't it? Who are you to question? Well, I'm the one who's going to have to live with whatever the outcome is. The experts, the doctors will promise you anything. You know, they will. I knew of a story of somebody that had some minor problems. And they went to the doctor. The doctor says, you've got a pinched nerve in your back. We can fix that. And the problems they were having at the time were very minor. You know, I mean, if it was me, I wouldn't even gone to the doctor. I'd just been like, well, hell, I'm getting old. But they went to the doctor. The doctor says, you got a pinched nerve in your back. We can fix that. We can do back surgery. Multiple surgeries later, the person is basically crippled. Can't trust the experts. You got to go with the instincts. Your instincts say, well, I'm getting old. I'm just going to live with these minor symptoms and just go on. It'll promise you anything. I knew of a person years ago. They suddenly turned up with terminal cancer. It's a very sad thing. This was a very, I liked this person personally. And they came up suddenly. It was just out of the blue, and they had terminal cancer. And they went to a doctor. The doctors had looked at them, and the doctor said, you know, you're going to be dead in something like 2 months. I mean, it was that bad. It was so far gone. And, you know, obviously you receive that kind of news, and it's hard to accept. You know, it's hard to face it. Like I said, people never want to face death. People go through their entire lives not facing it. Like it's always going to be way off until it isn't. And this person says, oh, I'm going to go get a second opinion. Nothing wrong with that. And they went to another doctor, surgeon, and he looks at it and says, oh, no, I can fix this. Really? Yeah, no. This last doctor said we can't do anything about it. This doctor looks at him and says, oh, nah, we'll go in there and cut all that out. You'd be good to go, man. Heck, you'll be back, you know, going on a cruise next year at this time. Person says, oh, that's great. Of course, it was a lie. The doctor rolled him in there, put him under, paid the anesthesiologist, paid the nurses, paid the hospital, paid for the operating room. They simply cut the man open, took a look around, and sewed him back up. Then they said, oh, no, that was way too far gone. I can't do anything with that. He knew that. That doctor knew that before that man ever walked out of the initial visit. He knew he was lying. But you see, he got to bill for the surgery. The anesthesiologist got paid. The hospital got paid. Because see, this man had good insurance. The anesthesiologist got paid. The hospital got paid. Hell, the staff got a check. Never mind that they gave this man false hope. He knew that from the beginning, but everybody got paid. It's an industry. If you're dealing with these people, trust your instincts. When they say, oh, well, you need to do this treatment, you need to think about it. Make sure that if you go through that, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying look into it and make sure that if you decide to do it or not do it, it's your decision. Not some asshole in a white coat with a paper on the wall that says he knows more than you do. It's your body. Trust your instincts. Look at it. Educate yourself. What all's involved in that? Do I really want to do that? Is it worth the risk? Because money is a motivation for everything in this country. Make sure it's your decision, good or bad. If you say, yeah, no, I'm going to do that, you're going to live with it. You make that decision. If you do it and it goes south, cripples you, destroys your health, whatever, then at least you can't just blame the guy in the white coat. You sit there and say, well, no, I made that decision. I made that decision. I'm going to live with it. You know, it was the wrong decision. We do that. But I looked into the wrong decision. You got to be able to do that. And you'd be surprised. Like I say, they don't like it. They don't like it because if you question it, they're not going to make the money that they would make. They want you to be the cattle in the chute. You're just supposed to go through, shut the hell up, take the shots, take the surgery, take the procedure, take whatever the hell it is they're wanting to cram down your throat without question. Not question. No, you got to deal with them. You know, I mean, we do. I do. Obviously, y'all know. But I'm saying, make sure you're active and trust your instincts. Don't just surrender everything because somebody's got a piece of paper on the wall. Trust your instincts. It can serve you well. We look back over the last several years, you know, like I said, I mentioned the COVID nonsense and, of course, the vaccine. And, you know, now when you look back on that, how do you categorize people? How do you think about people? People fall in two groups, the vaxxed and the unvaxxed, right? If you think about the vaxxed and the unvaxxed, there's like a dividing line when it comes to COVID and looking back on that. The vaxxed and the unvaxxed. But there's something else there. the vaxxed, by and large, these are all people that trusted the experts. They know better than I do. I don't have to think. I don't have to bear responsibility. But you do have to bear the consequences. The unvaxxed, by and large, are people who what? Trusted their instincts. They may not have consciously thought of it that way, but that's how it's defined. You know, every expert, the media, the entire media government apparatus was out there saying, oh, safe and effective. It's great. It's wonderful. Even Trump was doing that shit. People who trusted their instincts were like, no, I think I'm going to look into this a little more. But these other doctors are saying, don't take that shit. This looks strange. It's, you know, wait a minute. This sure was ready fast. How come y'all are having to give them blanket immunity so no one can sue them if it goes south? How come they're making all of this money? Now, you look at this, the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. The vaxxed, excuse me, the vaxxed. Voice is getting squeaky. The vaxxed were the people who trusted the experts, just as a blanket category. And the unvaxxed are the people that trusted their instincts. Now, we fast forward to today. Same people. Sure, there are the vaxxed people say nothing happened. See, it was just fine. Y'all are crazy people. But the fact remains that virtually, you could almost say literally, but virtually every single person who made the decision to trust their instincts and not take the vaccine, you look at today, pretty much literally nobody regrets. Nobody's sitting around going, man, I wish I would have took the vax. I'm going to go take it in the 7 or whatever the hell booster shots that we're on right now. Nobody who chose to trust their instincts and not take the vaccine. Nobody regrets that. I mean, nobody's sitting around going, man, I wouldn't have died 6 months ago if I had taken the vax. But among the vaccinated, there are those who regret it. They may not admit it. Some of them will. But there are those who do regret it. They're looking around and going, maybe, wait a minute. Maybe this wasn't such a great idea. The unvaccinated people trusted their instincts. Nay, nobody regret it. Again, I'm not saying to just go with your gut on everything, but you have to realize the world we live in, the reality of the world we live in. You start recognizing the patterns. You see where these things go, what they're doing. You understand what they're saying. You just go with it. I tell people, I tell people, quit reading the news. Quit watching this shit. And they're like, but GPD. You do shows about this. You must consume an enormous amount of news. No, I don't. That shit will make you crazy because you already know. You know they're going to lie. Why are you sitting there just stuffing your head in it? You know? It's going to make you sick. You already know what they're going to say. You know what? You're going to make yourself go through that? Don't. Find some trust. Skim through it, yes. Find some fairly trustworthy sources, you know. Read those. Read those people's opinions. Read some decent, you know. We do a lot of stories here. Like when I actually do a Daily Nationalist with a news story, I use RT quite a bit. I mean, yeah, it's not perfect. They lie too. But you're going to get a lot more accuracy and a better picture of at least a more balanced picture of what's going on than you're going to get from, say, CNN. You can pick Russia state media or America state media. Make your choice. But don't, I tell people, don't read so much of that. You know, you'll get weird. Don't drown yourself in that. You already know. You know they're lying to you. Don't subject yourself to it. Trust your instincts. Get on with your life. No, seriously, that part there, I threw that in there just off the top of my head because I'm about to wrap up. Get on with your life. I mean that. If you get bogged down in their lies, your instincts are already telling you, you already know what they're going to say before you read it. Well, then why are you reading it? You sit around consume too much of that and you wind up, you stop. You know, you get isolated. You're not socializing like yet. You're not living your life. You're sitting around waiting for the next big thing to happen. My gosh, what if this happens? What if that happens? What are you going to do today? It's like I'm getting off on a little tangent, and I don't need to be because it's time to wrap up. But here I go anyway. How do I want to say? There's a line. Look, there's fine to be informed. You should be informed. You should understand. If there's decisions you need to make those decisions. But go on with life. Don't get so bogged down in things. Usually things you have no control over. It's quit living your life. I've seen people, and they start becoming aware of all these things, the lies and all of these things that go on. And they almost feel like, they almost feel guilty if they go on and just lead a normal life. Like somehow, I don't know, you know, they're somehow a traitor or they're doing something wrong by just going on and living a normal life. You can live a normal life and understand the world around you, the lies and all of the rest of it too. You can do those at the same time. Trust me, you can. And there's nothing wrong with it. But you are better off served if you trust your instincts. We're going to wrap up on that note. It rounded out better than I thought it was going to. I appreciate you joining me today. I'll be back tomorrow with the Parish of the Patriots program. You're going to want to be sure and check that out. If I do say so myself. Dr. Johnson will be here Wednesday for the Orthodox Nationalist. Always want to tune into that. And you always want to tune in on Thursday when Dr. Johnson does his daily national show, usually geopolitical. And he actually knows what he's talking about. He's an expert you can trust. I'm not saying you can't trust any of the experts. Some people really do know more than I do or you do. You always want to check out Dr. Johnson's Thursday show. I plan to be back here on Friday. I plan because you never know. Anything could happen. I'll be back here Friday, God willing. I'll be back here Friday to wrap up your week. Maybe I'll actually bring a news story Friday. Who knows? I don't know. But I do plan to be back Friday to wrap your work week up. And I hope you'll get a chance to check everything out. As always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.